Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Today is a very special day. Today is Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, Shavasar B'Tammuz. It's a fast day. It's also the beginning of the 3 weeks. It's the time where we really begin to focus more and more on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And I want to just spend some time, as we've been doing, focusing on a specific midah that we can work on. Because if every day we're trying to work on something, a little something, little by little, we are able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Little by little, each and every one of us collectively can build our Beis HaMikdash, our personal Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash for the Jewish people, and of course, the actual Beis HaMikdash. It's very appropriate that the midah I was going to focus on and I'm going to focus on today is the midah of kinah. Kinah is jealousy, and it's something that is very difficult for a person to overcome because jealousy, in essence, means that your friend has something that you're jealous of, which means it doesn't mean that you don't have that thing also. It could be you have, your life is going well and you have great things, but the person next to you, your friend, whoever it might be, or not your friend, has something, and then you can't even appreciate what you have. That's what the Mishil Sharm says. He says there's a sichlus, there's a foolishness of jealousy, because you are in pain and you worry about your friend, and therefore you can't appreciate it. It says, "Afilu hatovos shebiyado," even the incredible things that I have, lo yanu, I can enjoy. Mitzar mashuro biad chavero, right? So it's a very interesting thing that jealousy is the fact that I could have so much, just my friend distracts me from appreciating all the wonderful things that I have. And the pasuk that is brought down by in Mishle, which is a very painful pasuk, and it says urakav atzamos kinav, which means the rotting of your bones is jealousy, which means when a person is jealous, then it really goes to the core. Like you can't appreciate all the wonderful things that you have. So now the question, the obvious question, of course, this very much relates to Lashon Hara, talking negatively, talking down, because when we're jealous, we have to push ourselves up by putting other people down. So one of the things that in Mishil Sharm he says, which I think really for me is very powerful, to take away the jealousy, the natural jealousy that we have of another person, it's very, very difficult to imagine to uproot that. Of course, you can introspect and you can understand yourself. You could work on gratitude, working on realizing what you have. Of course. But the Mishil Sharm says something very, very powerful that I quote many times, and it's actually in this piece of jealousy. And listen to what he says. He says, "Hashalom v'hashalva asher l'malachei ashares." There's a peace of mind and serenity that angels have. Asher kulam smeichim b'avodasam. Everybody's happy with what they're doing. Ish ish al makomo. Interesting that he uses that language. Every person doing in their place. Ish ish al makomo. Everyone doing their things. Vein echad miskana b'chavero klal. Nobody is jealous of anyone. No angel is jealous of another angel, and they're very happy doing what they're doing. Why? Here it is. Ki kulam yodim ha'emes lamito v'alezem alatov asher biyadam. Everybody knows the truth, the real truth, and they're happy with that which they have, and they are satisfied. Smeichim, these are all lashonos. Alez is also a lashon of happiness with what they're doing. And they're a chelik. I think the battle to jealousy, the way the Ramchal is explaining and the way I understand, is focusing on yourself. Don't try not to be jealous. Try to focus on what you need to do. What is my mission? Am I doing what I need to do? Am I happy with what I'm doing? Am I satisfied with what I am doing? The second we look at somebody else, the second we lift our heads up and we look at someone else, to expect myself not to be jealous might be very unreasonable. It might be something that it's not possible. It could be that the natural thing, as he's talking about again, an angel can only not be jealous. The natural thing is I look at someone and I'm going to be jealous. So what do we need to do? We need to sharpen ourselves. We need to ask ourselves, am I doing my mission? Am I focusing on what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I spending time looking at myself and introspecting within myself? Am I working as hard as I'm able to work? Am I healing myself the way I need to be healing? Really to focus everything on oneself. And I think, ironically, that's the beginning of these days of the 3 weeks. Because the avoda of Tisha B'Av is al heichali efke. We're not mourning the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. We're mourning the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash as a symbol. But what we're mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, what we're mourning is the destruction of ourselves, of the fact that I have so much koach, I have so much power, I have so much potential, I have so much ability, I have so much that I can be. And we lose sight, jealousy. What do you mean jealousy? I'm so busy in my day. I'm so busy doing my job. I'm so focused on what I need to do. I'm so obsessed in a positive way of my life and where I'm going and what I can accomplish. That's why one of my favorite lines, be the change you want to see in the world. Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like that. So what are you doing about it? What am I doing about it? What personally, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I building myself? Am I healing myself? Am I living the life that I'm choosing to live? It's interesting, in Eicha, it's one of the psukim that I forgot where it's from. I think from the Slonim, where he says, Golsa Yehudi, why are we in exile? Me'oni u'merov avoda, because of oppression and of excessive servitude. Merov avoda. And I heard a pshat once that, what does that mean? Are we poor? Was it because of oppression? Right? Simple meaning is because we were pushed hard and we were working hard. But in a homiletic sense, oni means you're poor, and rov avoda means you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot. So what do you mean? So we're in exile because we're poor or because we're doing a lot? So one of the tzaddikim said, yeah, we are doing a lot. But what I'm doing is not what I want to be doing. I'm copying other people. Avodah Zarah, that's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah literally means that you are serving something strange. You're not serving what you're supposed to be serving, which is yourself. You're not serving your mission. That's the reason we're on Gullus. Golsa Yehuda Me'oni. Umeirov avoda means, yeah, we could be working hard, but I'm jealous. My eyes are everywhere else. I'm looking at what this guy's doing, what that person's doing, what this one. That's really where Lashon Hara comes in. What are you even looking at someone? He did this. She did this. That one did this. Why am I even focused on that person? You know why I'm focused on that person? Because I'm not focused on myself. When I'm not focused on myself, I lose two things. Number one, When I focus on somebody else, I lose two things. Number one, I'm in someone else's business. That's already problem number one, is that I'm in someone else's business. Problem number two is that I'm not in my business. That's which is really the ultimate problem. I think Reb Simcha Bunim or one of the tzaddikim says that the biggest gullus nowadays, the biggest problem nowadays is the gullus of I, that I am in gullus. I myself am in exile. What does that mean, that exiles? I'm confused. I'm among the nations. I'm not at peace with myself. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing, which is part of the 3 weeks to recognize today. Today is the day, yes, to fast. But the ikkar, the main thing is not to fast. That's not the main point. The main thing on Tisha B'Av even is not to just mourn, to sit on the floor and to do actions, not to eat. That's not the point. The point is to tap into yourself, to tap into your power, to tap into who you can be, who you're not being, And you know what? Mainly that the reason we're not being who we're being is only because we don't spend the time investing. We don't spend the time with ourselves. We don't spend the time building ourselves. We don't spend the time, as much time as we get distracted and distracted. As I've always said, the cell phones are not the problem. The phones are not the problem. They're not even phones. The mini malls are not, right? The devices are not the problem. That's not the problem. That's not the problem. It's the fact that I'm not spending time with me. I'm not investing in me. I'm not building me. I'm not living me. That's what today, these next 3 weeks is about. And when I'm so busy building me, I don't got time to talk about somebody else. I'm not interested in talking about somebody else. Can I help somebody else? Sure, I'll help somebody else. Can I be there for someone else? Sure, I'll be there for someone else. But I don't got time to waste on other people's business. Who cares? Forget about who cares. Who cares, meaning I want to build myself. I want to build my family. I want to build my future. Hashem should help us, b'schus, us trying. We're all trying. We're trying to better ourselves. We're trying. We live in a time where there's so many distractions, which makes sense. Because Yetzer Hara, in Ikvas the Mashiach, before Mashiach's coming, the Yetzer Hara is even stronger and stronger, and he wants to pull us all away from Geula. He wants to pull us all away from Mashiach. And the first step to Mashiach, the first step is, who am I? Who am I? How can I take responsibility? How can I live the life? Because that's what it's about. Al heichali efke. I'm mourning the destruction of me. I'm beginning these 3 weeks, or I'm mourning the destruction of me. And that's not a negative way. Anyone who hears that a negative, it's not a negative. It's the destruction of the media, of the social. I can't believe I forgot the word. The right, all the social things that go on, all of our obsession with other things, that's the destruction of me. It's not that I'm destroying myself. I just don't spend time with myself. It's that, I've said this many times, it's the parent who's so busy social media. The parent is so busy with everything else, they don't have time for their child. That's the destruction of a relationship. The husband is so busy, doesn't have time for the spouse. The wife is so busy, doesn't have time for her husband. The child is so busy, doesn't have the time for the parents. The parents too busy. Everyone's so busy. And the ultimate is, I don't have time for myself because I'm so busy in everywhere else, everyone else's business. That's the destruction of a person. We think the destruction of a person is you're destroying someone biyadayim. You're actually destroying someone. No, that's not the destruction. As the Mesillas Yesharim says, laziness is the same thing. Not doing something is a slow destruction. It's slower. You destroy yourself slowly by not investing in oneself. Thank you for listening, everyone. We should be zocha, Mirat Hashem. We will, Bezrat Hashem, Mirat Hashem. We'll all be zocha these 3 weeks to work. That's the key to work on. Okay, listening to music, not listening to music. They have a cappella, shaving, not shaving. All of those halachas, of course, we have to, there are halachas, we have to follow halacha. That's what we do. But the pnimius, the internal halacha, the avoda, what we're supposed to do these next 3 weeks is invest in ourselves, be focused on ourselves. That's a time of mourning, is a time you shouldn't know for many years. Everybody here should not have to go through actual mourning of family members. Anyone who's sat Shiva or has been in mourning, it's a time that a person sits alone. Those are the halachas of Tisha B'Av. What do you do when you sit alone? We'll talk about it for Tisha B'Av. You sit alone because that gives you time to focus on yourself. It gives you time to really invest in and build your Beis HaMikdash. We should all be zocha these next 3 weeks to focus our energy and our minds and our hearts on ourselves. And through that, if we all do that together, we'll be zocha that by the time Tisha B'Av comes, we'll all be here in Yerushalayim, our Kodesh. We'll be here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Have an easy fast. Have a meaningful fast. And And Mir Tashem, we'll see the Gula b'mehera b'yameinu.